Welcome to Conversations with the Unseen. My name is Andy.
And my name is Laura. And in December 2019, we began an amazing and completely unexpected journey conversing with beings from the unseen world, which has totally transformed our lives.
And here we are, after hundreds and hundreds of hours of conversations, doing what our non-physical friends have been encouraging us to do, sharing their message with others who may be interested.
So let's dive in.
Greetings, dear friends.
Hello, Mexicans. Good to be connected.
Always.
So, a word I have heard coming up quite a lot is creativity. And I wondered if you would talk to us about creativity and perhaps in reference to our lives.
The word creativity for many conjures up an image of an artist, a sculptor, a musician. These are familiar ways in which humans express their creativity. And often they will reference ideas or particular directions for their creativity that they will describe seemingly coming to them as if they are channeling an idea or a creative force which is seeking expression and is finding an outlet in the particular person who is receptive. And as a result of this, many will look at those people who can access this creativity and believe they are gifted in some way. And we would say that every single person has access to infinite creativity. They are beyond form, one with all that is, and therefore there are no limits to what can be expressed, no limits to their creativity. And so there is this relationship between the human self that sees itself as limited and perhaps not very creative. And there is this seemingly external pool of creative ideas and creative ways of expression that certain individuals can access.
So this might be a slight detour, but it's bringing to mind a question that we received from Gray, where in an earlier episode, apparently I had asked you about why the inner being chooses to have an experience of being in form, in the world of form. And your answer was to become more like Great Spirit in terms of vibration. And I hear you talking about the human self and also how we have access to who we are beyond form. And so I just wonder if you could say a little more about Great Spirit and who we are beyond form. The question specifically was, could you say a little more specifically about Great Spirit as an entity?
This question has been asked by many generations, many people over time, and it is probably the biggest question that one can ask, and probably the most challenging for a human being to understand. In fact, we would say it is impossible for a human being to define or quantify what Great Spirit is. Such is its vastness and power and infinite love, beyond what any human being could possibly imagine or understand. The word entity is perhaps where humans become confused, because entity implies something separate, and something that has an edge where it stops and some other entity starts. And it is extremely difficult for a human to understand that when Great Spirit is described as being infinite, it means there is no beginning or end to it, and because Great Spirit is the source of all, none of this, none of us, whether physical or non-physical, would exist were it not for Great Spirit. We, you, us, are all expressions of Great Spirit in our different ways. And there is nowhere that Great Spirit is not.
So as I listen to you, what occurs to me is we are an expression of Great Spirit in form. We are all Great Spirit. And when we remember who we really are beyond form, an expression of Great Spirit, and connect with that aspect of ourselves, the inner being has access to all things.
Indeed, and it is particularly challenging for a human expression of Great Spirit to appreciate itself as a perfect expression of Great Spirit, a unique expression of Great Spirit, given that it is carrying these programs, these stories, these untrue beliefs about itself. The human self is an expression of the inner being, which is the infinite self, the inner being knows it is an expression of Great Spirit. And it is also, therefore, for the human, more difficult to understand and to appreciate, because there are these separations or perceived separations between itself and Great Spirit, when in fact every human, every thing, whether physical or non-physical, that exists in the universe is an expression of Great Spirit. The difference is some are aware and some are not so aware.
So when we connect and allow the inner being to lead us, then we are connecting with that power, with that creativity. It's just that in the physical dimension, the ego focuses on the effects, and the ego, to begin with, doesn't see, know, trust, or believe that there is this aspect. And so the more we connect with this aspect, we can begin to create our lives using our inherent creativity in a completely different way.
Yes, and you speak of creating your lives, and there are different approaches to creating a life in form. The ego would believe this to be about working at the level of effect, working with what it can experience through the senses, and for many, this is how they go about living their life, and this is to deny the greater part of themselves, the non-physical self. When one aligns with the greater self, the non-physical, the inner being, then one has access to unlimited creativity. And whatever the heart desires, the inner being can lead the way, can show anybody how to fulfill their desires in the physical dimension. It does require surrender on the part of the ego, which, with its limited perspective, will often block the flow of creativity. People often speak of being stuck in their head, and of course this is a symptom of an overactive ego, when in fact the way to access creativity is to let go of the thinking mind and access through the heart and through feelings the creativity that wishes to find expression.
Mexicans, I'm laughing as you say, let go of the thinking mind. That is not so easy for many of us who have spent many years cultivating the thinking mind. So it would be wonderful if you could talk a little more about surrender and letting go as a way of accessing creativity, please.
Every person will know deep down themselves and when they are most aligned. For example, for many, they will say when they are in nature, when they are outdoors and connected to the natural world, that they are experiencing Great Spirit firsthand. Whereas if one is attempting to write a book or some poetry, sitting at the computer in a confined space will not necessarily lead to the greatest degree of creativity. And so the first direction to look in for anyone who is experiencing what you describe would be to become aware, what circumstances do I feel most free? Under what conditions am I least in my head and most in the body and connected with my heart? For some, this will be through some kind of sport or exercise. For others, there will be other outlets. The important aspect is to be aware and also to be physically engaged in an environment or an activity that helps to shift the energy. Be aware of one's energy. And when it is stuck, then more trying and more thinking will not unlock the access to the creativity.
And something you have been teaching us over and over and over again, laughing as I think about my very robust ego in this area, as we have been talking about creating and creating our lives, for me, how my mind, just the ego, went to, yeah, but how? And it's almost so instantaneous, because as I think about creating and I think about my life, and the desire to know the how showed me just how much of my experience was being created from ego, not the inner being. And there has been such a journey for me of letting go of the need to know the how. And all the questions I have asked you without trying to use the how word, which are really just how questions from the ego. And so I wondered if you could talk a little about that, please.
It is only the ego that wishes to understand how. We would say that allowing the ego to take a break would be a good way to proceed. The ego is not good at waiting.
No.
And sometimes people do have access to creativity on demand. Mostly, people are waiting for creative inspiration. A songwriter may wake up in the middle of the night with a song in their head that arrives fully formed, and therefore they must get out of bed and write it down while it's there, knowing that in the morning it may be gone. So this feels very much to the ego like being at the mercy of something outside of itself, a bit like waiting for a bus. And it likes to be in control. And when it's not in control, and when things are not happening in the way that it believes they should, it can get frustrated. And that just acts as a block to the creative energy that is looking for expression. So if you are waiting for a bus, there are certain things you can do to improve your chances of catching a bus. One would be to be at a bus stop.
Yes.
Sitting in your living room, you are not going to catch a bus. So, sitting in the energy and being open to the inner being and its communication is the equivalent of waiting at the bus stop.
And for me, I noticed that this ego would have a patience limit of about 3 seconds waiting for creativity, and then it would just want to move on to the next thing and be distracted. And for me, there can be something around walking can be a good time for me, just to be outside and to have an intention for the walk, to perhaps spend time with a particular aspect of something I wish to create as my experience.
For many, this will be the case. And there are other similar activities that will lead to the connection being open with that part, that non-physical part of who you are, where you have access to infinite creativity. We would say meditation would be another excellent way to relax the mind and open up that connection. Another way would be to notice and keep a written journal of your dreams.
You've talked to us much about it's not what happens in the dreams, it's the energy that we are experiencing in the dreams. So I have both experienced energies of fear coming up in the dreams, and also new energies in dreams that I have not yet experienced in what appears to be physical form yet.
As you say, the ego will tend to fixate on the content of the dream, and the content can vary greatly from one dream to another. The common thread that runs through the dreams can be the energy, and if one is able to identify the energy of the dream, whether it be some physical connection, such as travel, or some emotional or energetic content, such as similar feelings in each of the dreams, whether it be fear or some other aspect, this can point you in a direction to explore with your creativity.
I'm chuckling as you say that. I'm reminded of, I often ask the inner being before I go to sleep to speak to me through my dreams. And I remember having maybe 6 or 7 consecutive nights of having the same dream before I finally got it, which was every dream I was traveling. Context doesn't matter, but it was different travel, different journeys, but I was never getting to the destination. And eventually it occurred to me, my inner being is saying to me, this is about the journey, not about the destination, as this ego can get really fixated on the destination, even though there isn't one.
And you are speaking of the journey through life.
Yes. Yes, and the dream really helped me see that the ego was hell-bent on getting to the destination, when actually what the inner being was saying to me is, it's about the journey. It's about how we take the journey.
There is wisdom in those words. The ego is programmed to believe that there is somewhere to get to, some destination where it will be complete, it will be happy, and life will be good.
One day, that's the one day, when I have the money, get the boy, have the house, have the job, have the body, whatever it is, then I will be happy.
And you are learning that it is the journey.
Yes.
That is your life.
Yes.
Not the destination.
Yes.
So important to enjoy the journey as best you can.
Yes, I feel like I'm now beginning to see it is the creating, not the creation. That is the joy. Whereas the ego has always thought it was the creation, not the creating. It wasn't really so interested in the creating. It just wanted the thing, whatever the thing was at that moment.
And this is helpful for people to realize that the creation, the result that they as humans wish to bring about, bring into form, is the result of who they become. And when they become the person who can create whatever that result is that they are seeking, that outcome, they will realize that that is the real treasure. The purpose of this experience, this life in the physical dimension, is who you become in the process.
And perhaps that's a wonderful place to pause and to pick up in the next conversation, Mexicans. Is that is big, what you just said there. And so I wonder, as we bring this episode to a close, what final words would you share with us?
We would leave you with the reminder that when you feel cut off from your creativity, when you feel limited or stuck, this will be because you are aligned with the ego, the human mind. And the solution always is to look in the opposite direction, look towards the inner being, be open to it communicating with you, and doorways will open. It is as simple as that.
Mexicans, I love you. I love how you talk about the simplicity and actually just how the ego is what makes it so complicated. But at its heart, what I am learning more and more and live as best I can in any moment is this is simple.
And not always easy for the ego.
No.
Very challenging to the ego sometimes until it learns.
Thank you, Mexicans.
We send you our love.
Most gratefully received. Until next time.
Until next time. You've been listening to Conversations with the Unseen.
If you'd like to know when there's a new conversation available, then remember to subscribe and also to share it with others.
If you'd like to have a written transcript of each conversation, then you'll find this on the website conversationswiththeunseen.com.
And if you have a question you'd like us to ask on your behalf, or if you would like to join the mailing list, then you can also do that on the website conversationswiththeunseen.com.
Until next time.